what's going down, and you're invited.
Disenfranchised people are set to explode.
On January 26, 2018, a rally was held in San Francisco in response to a Turkish military operation in the northern Syrian region of Afrin. Since 2012, Afrin has been controlled by the Kurdish militias known as the People's Protection Unit, or YPG, and the Women's Protection Unit, or YPJ. The YPG and YPJ are considered terrorist organizations by the Turkish government, the only NATO member to classify them as such. We attended the street demonstration to get a sense of how Kurds here in the United States felt about the situation.
So I'm half Turkish and Kurdish. My mom's Kurdish. And for a very long time, Kurdistan has been under the regime of Turkey and now ISIS as well. So everyone's been bombing Kurdistan, and we're not realizing the fact that just because the YPG are there and Turkey defines them as terrorists, which they're not. They're only the guerrilla movement that want to help Kurdish citizens become free, and they actually are the ones that save them and the only people that fight against ISIS, saving civilians. And Turkey is supporting ISIS, and we've seen many proofs of that, such as getting the ISIS into their hospitals in parts of Turkey. And anyway, so now they just want to keep on bombing Kurdistan, and now they're in Afrin. They have been doing this in Turkey as well, little by little, but the thing is, we just never got to see it, because everybody thought that it was just, you know, fascism against other Kurds, but now he's actually making a huge, you know, move against Kurdistan, and a lot of civilians have died. Like, children are dying, you know, like, it's just really sad, and especially if it's your own people. And it's even more sad because not a lot of people know about this, so we want to make an awareness about it too.
So do you still have family in Rojava?
I don't have any family in Rojava, but I have friends in Rojava. And I have a lot of friends that went into the movement to go to Rojava, and a lot of have died as well. So, you know, some of my friends are just scared to be there right now, but at the same time, they have a reason to fight. So, and because of that reason, because they want to see better days and actually, like, have the freedom to speak Kurdish, or, you know, just be your own race, they still want to be out there.
So in a lot of documentaries from groups like Vice, we see, like, Western volunteers going to fight with the YPG. Do you know anything about that?
You know, they want to help YPG because ISIS is a really big deal too. I mean, I don't think America would have realized the seriousness of ISIS, because ISIS had been going on since Al-Qaeda's time, back when the Twin Towers got, you know, ruined and everything. So ISIS is actually really old, but now everyone's come to a realization of it because more imperialist countries are getting bombed because of ISIS. So now they want to back YPG up. A lot of people say that maybe they want to just, you know, sell guns and stuff to YPG. That's why they're, you know, imperialism, capitalism. They just want to sell guns to them to help them out. But what other people think is they actually want to support them, like help them out.
Totally.
I don't know if that answers your question.
A little bit. Would you consider yourself anti-capitalist, or is your family?
We're anti-capitalist. We don't believe in capitalism. We don't believe in imperialism. None of that. We're against all of that.
Is there anything more you want to say just to our listeners in Santa Rosa?
I just want to say that, you know, it's not only Kurdistan. It's every other, you know, like, we didn't get to see Kurdistan for a very long time. But I just want to say that there's Kurdistan, there's way other smaller countries that are now being ruined by ISIS, and many other imperialist countries as well. So I think we should all stand with the people that are being, you know, killed for no reason at all, just so other people can get more money in their pockets and become more powerful, and that's just not fair.
Totally. If people who are listening want to help in any way, what would recommend?
I recommend that, you know, they should just research a little bit more about the Kurdish and the YPG, because a lot of people think that it's about terrorism when it's really not. There's only one terrorist, and that's ISIS, basically, and the ones that support ISIS, and that's what we're against right now. That's what we're calling Turkey. I'm Turkish, and I'm yelling over here saying that Turkey is terrorist because they're killing people for no reason, and they're backing up ISIS. So I just want to say that, you know, like, read about it first, get to know more about it, and then tell other people about it too. And if anything, it helps just coming out on the street. But the most important part is, like, just tell other people.
Totally.
Raise your voice.
Indeed.
Why are you here today?
Well, we are here to protest the recent Turkish attack on Rojava.
on Rojava, on specifically the province of Afrin, yes?
Well, that's true, yes. 6 days ago, Turkey started the invasion of Afrin with along with a Free Syrian Army, which is actually a pawn of the Turkish state.
You said the Free Syrian Army.
Well, it is. It's called. They call themselves Free Syrian Army, but they have also lots of jihadist elements with them.
So Turkey is a NATO member. Why are they supporting people who might have jihadist elements in them? Why are they fighting the Turks? Why are they fighting the Kurds?
Well, Turkey has a significant Kurdish population, and the Kurdish population in Turkey have been very much oppressed for 100 years now. So the Turkish fear is that if the Kurds gain a political status in Rojava, then this might threaten the Turkish state's monopoly.
So they're basically afraid of their own Kurdish population.
That is true.
A lot of my listeners have been seeing news coming out of the United States about supporting the Kurds, especially in the taking of Raqqa. There are U.S. troops in Syria. Are they engaged in any of this combat?
Well, that I wouldn't know, but I know that there is an American military presence in Rojava, but I don't know if they are also engaging in this war. As far as I know, they are there mostly to train the Kurdish troops fighting ISIS and other jihadist groups. And the U.S.'s interest in this is actually the fight against jihadists.
Right, of course.
Yes, so that's why actually Kurds are being supported by the states, just because, you know, the Kurds are fighting the jihadists in Rojava.
So the timing of this comes after the fall of Raqqa and after sort of the breakup of most of Islamic State. That's not a coincidence, that then?
Absolutely not. Actually, the Turkish invasion, in a way, is the aim of the Turkish state is to help ISIS to regain some of its power, because Kurds now have to fight at multiple fronts. And the biggest one now is Afrin. And like you said, the timing is definitely not a coincidence.
Right.
Yeah.
Why, so you're saying that basically the Turks are supporting the Islamic State by this move because it pulls pressure off of the Islamic State. That's a pretty strong statement. Why is that not being talked about more in the West, given that the West pretty basically hates the Islamic State?
Well, I think there's lots of politics involved in this. One of them is that Turkey is a strong state and it's a NATO ally. So that's why I think the West is afraid of losing Turkey in a way. And then actually Turkey has been threatening Europe by letting 3 million Syrian immigrants into Europe. So it's like a chip in the hands of the Turks. So the West is a little bit also afraid of that. So they want Turkey to keep the immigrants in Turkey. So this is a bargaining chip for Turkey to have a free hand in Rojava.
So Afrin province was under Russian airspace. It's considered under Russian airspace to some extent. There were Russian troops in Afrin and they withdrew. Are the Russians supporting this move of the Turkish invasion of Afrin?
Absolutely. The Turks would never be able to invade Afrin if they didn't get a green light from Russia. So what Russia is trying to do, Russia, of course, is aligned with Assad, and they don't want a strong Kurdish presence. So in a way, they are using the Turks to weaken the Kurdish movement, so that when they sit on the negotiation table, the Assad regime would have an upper hand vis-a-vis a weakened Kurdish movement.
What's your personal connection to all of this?
Well, I'm just a Kurd. I'm an activist. And I think we should save the world from this menace, which is ISIS, Daesh, supported by countries like Turkey, and Qatar, among and Qatar. Others.
And what?
Among other states who are also supporting ISIS.
The Gulf states.
Well, some of the Gulf states, not all of them, but some of the Gulf states, yes, they do also support ISIS.
Do you have any final words for our listeners, perhaps how they could support if they're interested?
Well, I think there are many different ways of showing their solidarity. Whatever means are available to them, they should use those means to show their solidarity with the Kurdish movement, which is fighting ISIS actually on behalf of the free world.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This has been a report brought to you by the Broken Record Radio Show. For more information, go to thebrokenrecordradioshow.com.